Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Dafyomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now in Masechet Nidah, Daf Lamed, Dalet Amud Bet. Picking up on this multi-tiered machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and in the previous podcast we looked at the first part of the first machloket, which is Dam Goya, which Beit Shammai says is Tahor, and Beit Hillel says is Tameh, but only Lach. And now we have the Din of Dam Taharash al Mitzorat, meaning a woman is a Mitzorat, she's pregnant, she has a baby, and after 7 or 14 days, any Dam she has is Dam Tohar, but what's the status? But Shammai says that it is Tameh, like any, that it is Tahor, and Beit Hillel says it's again Tameh, but only Lach, meaning like her Rok and Memer Aglaim, her spit and urine. Now we're just going to call it Rok from now on for that particular thing. My Tameh de Beit Hillel. Why do Beit Hillel say that it is Tameh? Rabbi Yitzchak, because the Pasuk says Lezachar, and that's in Pasuk number one on the page, which is the Pasuk at the very, very end of Parshat Metzora, and we'll see that it is considered to be an extra Pasuk, an extra phrase, and therefore Rabot Metzora L'mayin Otav, even though the Pasuk is about a Zav, it's there to tell you that also a mitzoraz, well springs, if you will, are tameh, meaning any liquids that come from him. V'lana kevaz v'avot mitzorat mayanoteha. Now, my manoteha, what does that mean? Ile mishar mayanoteha, this is Beit Hillel's reasoning. If you think it means rok and memer aglayim, mizachar nafka. That you can infer from zachar, because after all, when it comes to those things, zachar and kevar are no different. Ela l'dama, it must be extra that it tell you that her dam is l'tameh dam tahara shala, that her dam tohar is tameh as a liquid coming from her body. Okay, Ubeit Shammai, what's their take? Their response, nekeva mizachar lo'ache. You could not infer nekeva from zachar. Why deika lemifrach? Because after all, a mitzora is far more severe, we deal more stringently with a mitzora than a mitzora'at. Mal zachar shken tom priya ufrima rasur b'tash mishamita. A male mitzora has to tear his clothes, has to let his hair grow, and is not allowed to cohabit, as opposed to nekeva delo, has none of those restrictions or obligations, and therefore she is more lenient. So therefore, just because a zachar's ma'ayanot, meaning his liquids that come from his body, are tameh, something that's not explicit in the Torah, doesn't mean that I would know to apply it to nekeva, so the word nekeva is simply to equate them, but not dam tohar. Ritila says, Lichtorach wanam nekeva v'lo by zachar. So Ritila says, now I'll turn it around. All the Torah had to do was to write it about a nekeva. So if a nevanamena, I would say, Ima nekeva shenetunam priyofirma v'enam shalur v'tash ramita, a nekeva who does not have those restrictions or obligations. As a mitzorat. Nonetheless, Rabbi Rachman Amayotah, if the Torah says that her wellsprings are tameh, zachar lo kol shekin, certainly a zachar. So, and therefore, imeinu inin lezachar, therefore the word zachar itself is really unnecessary because a zachar is subsumed as a kavachomer, as is presumed as a kavachomer. Tenu inin nekeva, so it must be then applying to a nekeva, meaning manoteha, we don't need it for the essential mayanot like rok. Tenu inin the damat, must be the tameh dam tahara shala, to tell us that her dam tohar is tameh. What's Beit Shammai's response? Zachar nekeva loacha. You also could not infer zachar from a nekeva. Why? Now this is not about mitzvah, this is about zav. But remember, one cardinal rule is that a zav only becomes tameh if his re'iyah was not for some external cause, like food, drink, anger, etc. A woman doesn't matter because it's onus. Therefore, she has a chumrah. So therefore, the Torah says that mayanot of a nekeva are tameh. I wouldn't know zachar. I need zachar to tell me that it's equal. And again, I have nothing extra to push me to dam tohar. Tomar b'zachar delo. But Hillel's comment is kind of mitzorah, parchim yilid zav. We're talking about mitzorah. Why are you bringing in zav? In the context of mitzorah, a male is always more chamur. So Beit Shammai's answer is tuma shum tuma parchi. I'm asking within the world of tuma. Within the world of tuma, there is a context in which the woman is more chamur. There's another possible answer to this. Amelach Beit Shammai, hay lezachar, bay lezachar, kol shu zachar, ben gadol, ben katan. That lezachar is needed not to tell me kol ma'ayanotav. In other words, he's challenging this entire drasha and saying lezachar is needed to tell me that any age person who has a ziva is a zav, even one day old. And I get that from la zachar, because instead of saying l'ish, it says zachar. They infer that from Zot Torat Hazav, Ben Gadol Ben Katan. Zot Torat is always some sort of an expansive thing. We saw that last in Zvachim with Zot Torat HaOlah. Okay, so now that is the background to the Machloka Bet Shammai Hillel about Dam Tahara Shel Mitzorat. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Ki Pashut Rabbi Shimon Lakish B'Zav. So Rabbi Yosef reports that Rabbi Shimon Lakish was studying Zav. Boyachi, he asked the following question. Re'i Rishona Shel Zav Katan. Let's say you have a Zav who's 5 years old. And the first time he sees Ziva. Ma'ushe T'tameh B'Maga. Would that material be Tameh? B'Maga. If somebody touched it. Why would we think it is? Because the pasuk that we understand refers to the first re'i of a zav, zot torat hazav, the one we just educed. Vashot seven with shechvat zera compares a zav and somebody with shechvat zera, marachmana. Meaning, kol shechvat zera shalom metamei, riyat rishonot shalom metamei. Only somebody who has shechvat zera that's tamei, his first re'iyah would be matame. Vahai, this kid's 5 years old. Kevin Shechatzer Shalom Matama. If he would somehow have Shechatzer, we would not call it Shechatzer. Before the age of 9, it's not. We'll see that in the next parak. So Riyah Rishon Namilot Tame. So first, maybe we'll have his first re'iyah of Ziva would not count. Odilma came with the Ilu Iyu Chazitarti, but think about it this. If the 5 year old kid saw a second time, Mitzarfa. Now we would say he's seen twice, and he's a Zav. So therefore, matame, maybe the first one is matame, even before he saw a second one. So Amar Rav, Rav's answer is Toshma Zot Torat Hazav Ben Gadol Ben Katan, which means that an adult zav and a little kid zav are equated. Ma Gadol Riyah Rishona Shalom Metameh Af Katan Riyah Rishona Shenami Metameh. So the first Riyah is Metameh, just for a Gadol, same thing for a Katan. Okay, by Rav Yosef, Riyah Rishona Shalom Mitzora Ma'ush Tameh B'Masa. Now here's a Mitzora, and he has his first Riyah of Ziva, maybe ever in his life. Does that Ziva? Is that Tamei B'masa? Meaning, just like Rok and Mimeraglaim of Mitzora. And this is kind of circling back to our original discussion. And the question is as follows. Makom Ziva Mayan, who do we say that the source of the Ziva is another wellspring of the body where liquids come out of? Umatame. Odimalab Mayan, who? Maybe it's not called a Mayan. Maybe a Mayan is a spit, is urine. Amarava Toshma. So Rava solves this one from the Pasuk in Mitzora. Zovo Tamehu. Which means the metalah zov, meaning the material itself, shutamei. B'mayin. Now, what's that pasuk talking about? Either in v'zav greida, if it's talking about just a regular old zav, lachem gorim tumah, that's more, no kol shekein. Think about this. If somebody else touches it, they're tamei. So certainly it causes him to be tamei. So I don't need the pasuk. Yalla pshita v'zav mitzora. It must be talking about a zav mitzora, our special case. Omidit starich kraler boi b'riya shniyaf, and this pasuk is talking about the second riya. So since we needed a pasuk to tell me riya shniya, it counts. Shmamina Makom Ziva Lav Mayanhu. So you see that the Makom Ziva is not automatically a Mayan, and it needed the special ribui. So Rabbi Yudim Diskotel Rava, he challenged him. He said, "Mimai Dumali Olamim Malach Bezav Greida." Maybe the pasuk's talking about a regular zav, not a mitzora. With the Kama Lachem Garim Tumalatz Vala Kolshkein. Your challenge, which is obviously it's Matame him if it's Matame others, that's not true. Sarmishtal Echochiach. When the fellow escorts the Sermish Taleach to Azazel, he himself becomes Tameh, but the Sermish Taleach isn't affected. So you could have something that causes Tuma where it itself is not Tameh. Shegorim Tuma Lachem V'Watzmo Tahor. So Abai, mighty boy, Abai says, I don't even understand Rava's question. Vahuda Amar Zot Torat Hazav Ben Gadol Ben Katan. Rav is the one who quoted the Pasuk Zot Torat Hazav and took what putatively Beit Hillel said, which is the drasha ben gadol ben katan. V'kev d'nafka v'mihatam, since you infer the katan's ziva from there, aitu le lezachar, we have the extra word lezachar in pasuk 1 on the page, rabot mitzorah, the mayanotah, the kevan, rabot mitzorah, the mayanotah. That was what Beit Hillel built up. And therefore, v'akshachmana mitzorah lezav gamur, the Torah compared a mitzorah to a regular zav. Mazav gamur metame b'masa, a regular full zav. His zivas matame b'masa. If somebody picks it up without touching it, they're tame. Afri rishon hashem mitzora matame b'masa. Same thing with the first time that a mitzora sees ziva. It's also matame b'masa. Okay, next piece. Amar Rav Huna. Riyah rishon hashel zav matame ba'ones. A phenomenally revolutionary statement. Because as we all know, the basic principle is that any time that a potential zav sees what may be Ziva, the first thing we do is ask him questions, such as, were you, Mahara last night? Did you get angry? Were you doing exercises? 7 different questions that are asked. It's a Mishtan Zavim. And Rav Huna says the first Re'iyah could be bonus. Shenemar, what's his proof text? Zot Torat HaZav, Vasher Titzet Menu Shechvat Zera. This is, again, the first Re'iyah. We already saw this Pasuk. And that's referring to the first Re'iyah and comparing it to Shechvat Zera. Ma Shechvat Zera Matam Ba'ones. Shechvat Zera is Tame, whether it happened Ba'ones, Baratzen, doesn't matter. Afri Rishona Shel Zav, same thing with the first Re'iyah of Zav, Matam Ba'ones. Let's see if Rav Huna is going to stand the test of all the brightot we have. Toshma. Ra'ari Rishona, this is actually a Mishnah in Zavim, the one that we talked about. Ra'ari Rishona, the first time he saw Bodkinoto, we have to check him to find out. Did he eat hot food, etc.? Meaning, bonus, it's not Tame. My love, the Tuma, aren't we checking him because if it turns out there's some explanation, he's not Tame, and it's not Tame. Lo, the Korban, we're checking him only because after three times it'll be Chayiv and Korban, he won't be Chayiv to bring a Korban if one of them was Ba'onis, even the first one. But Tame will be. Toshma, let's see the next line in the Mishnah, Mishnah about Kinoto. We have to check him the second time. So Lamai, what are we checking him for here? Elim and the Korban, well, the Tuma lo Igri ka lo? What, you're not going to check him for Tuma? Igri kan mi b'saro v'lo machman onso, the famous drasha, Zaviyah mi b'saro, and lo machman onso means it has to be generated by the body, not by some external stimulus. So therefore, clearly, the second Re has to be the Tuma. And we'll have the Tuma. Umi the Seifa la Tuma, Reshanam la Tuma. Since the second clause is you're checking him for purposes of Tuma, the first one is also. So the answer is Mediyirya. Who said? Hakanita v'Hakanita. Maybe the first one's for Korban, second for Tuma. And we still don't know Rav Huna's faring here. Toshma, still the same Mishnah. Well, the answer is obviously Shibot Kinoto. You have to check him a third time, too. Mimnea Korban. Because he's going to bring a Korban, and only if he's the Ziva's legit. Michal the Tanakam Mnei Atuma Kamar. So if he's talking about Mnei Korban, Tanakama must be talking about Mnei Atuma, and that shoots down Rav Huna. Well, the Kuli Amal the Korban, everybody's talking about Korban. Mahachab Etim Kami Palgi. There, Machloket is about the word Et, and do we darshan the word Et? Rabbanam Odarshi Etim. Rabbi Eliezer Darshi Etim. Here's how it goes. Rabbanam Odarshi Etim. Look at the first pasuk again. Hazav Chada. That's one Re'iyah. Zovo. There's no Et. Tarte. That's two. Lazachar Bashlishi. Now in there it says Lazachar Vala Nekeva. So Bashlishi Akshachman on the Nekeva. The Torah compared him to a Nekeva, but only in the third Re'iyah. And therefore, in the third Re'iyah, we'll say like a Nekeva, there's Natame Ba'ona. Similarly, a guy in the third Re'iyah. Rabbi Eliezer Darish Etim. He says Et counts. Therefore, Hazav Chara Et Tarte Zovo Tlat. Hazav Et Zovo is all three Re'iyot. The fourth Re'iyah, which would only be an issue of canceling out his Nekim, for that, you're doing right. Ones won't matter. Okay, so we still don't have a resolution on Rav Huna. Interesting statement. He says, Zav is really, if you think about it, a kind of Balkari. Why did the Torah single him out? To make him more lenient than a Balkari, believe it or not, and more Chamur. What's the Kula? Shematame Ba'ones. There's a special din of onus. And that means that if it happened because of some external stimulus, he's not Tame, as opposed to Shechvat Zera. Ulachmir alav, what's the Chumra? Shosem Mishkav Moshav, that he's Tame, Yutuma, Tume, Yotzet, Migufo, with all the Chumrot, and anything he sits on, everything underneath, anything he lies on, everything underneath, is all Tame. So, Eimat, which Zav are we talking about? Ile Mabriya Shniyah, if we're talking about a Zav at second Riyah, how could you say a Zav Re'iyah Shnia is subsumed under Balkari? He's not. Elapshita Re'iyah Rishon. It must be first Re'iyah. Uktani l'hakel lav shein matam ba'onis. And you see that he's not matam ba'onis. V'tispura. Think about this. L'achmir alav shu'oseh mishkav moshav? Re'iyah Rishon about mishkav moshav hu? But you said the chumra is that he's matam mishkav moshav. That doesn't happen in the first Re'iyah. Al-Hachikamar, this is what he meant. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, well, Zav Bichlal Balkari Hayab Rishona, meaning at his first Re'iyah, he was like a regular Balkari. Well, I'm at Sabri Yashnia. Why in the second Re'iyah do we single him out and give him special rules? There we go. Okay. In the meantime, Rav Huna's position is still not substantiated one way or the other. I'm Rav Huna. Now we talk just about the simple texture. This is a critical difference between ziva of a man and of a woman. A woman's ziva looks exactly like her damnida. The only issue is a calendar. With a man, the calendar is irrelevant, and the issue is simply what it looks like. So he says, "Zov dom elamebat seichel seorim." If you make dough with barley, the water that's kind of comes around that dough has a color. That's the color of ziva. Zov Bami Basara Meit. It really comes from essentially a dead organ. Shechvatzer Bami Basara Chai, but Shechvatzer comes from a live organ. So Zov Deha, it's kind of loose. V'doma Loven Beitza Muzer, it looks like the white of a fertilized egg. Shechvatzer Kshura, Shechvatzer is all stringy and connected. V'doma Loven Beitza Sheina Muzer, and is like the white of an egg that is not fertilized. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next machloket. Abet Shamid Hill about a Dami Uledet Shalot Tavla. In the next podcast, meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.